Peter Baret was midway past 60, and like most men who find domestic harmony, he had learned that women are usually right. This knowledge, gathered slowly, had taught him that it was useless to argue over certain realities. The condo he and his wife shared in the old naval shipyard overlooked sailboat slips nestled by a pier off Boston Harbor. The view extended to a grand sweep of the city skyline. During World War II, 40,000 men had built destroyers in the vast complex. Now, as with many industrial zones of urban America, a large part of the shipyard had become an upscale housing project. On the walls of their home hung color photographs his wife, Mary Beth, had taken of flowers in Finland, carved doors in Marrakesh, an arched footbridge in Tahiti, pictures from their travels. Baret had made his money in oil and gas, developing facilities to generate power and regional grids. He had a holding company for energy ventures. In the 1980s, Baret had worked for Mobil on natural gas projects in West Africa and on marketing in Europe. Before that, he had worked in government, starting in 1973 as an intelligence officer in the Energy Agency of the Nixon administration, advancing to Assistant Secretary for International Affairs as Energy achieved department status under Jimmy Carter, capped by a year under Ronald Reagan. But all the geopolitical experiences and business savvy had left him without leverage to engage his wife, a Democratic Party activist, about her spiritual life. And so on Sundays, while Mary Beth watched Meet the Press, Peter Baret went to Mass with his mother-in-law, Rosie. Mary Beth had left the church well before the Boston Globe began its 2002 investigation of how Cardinal Bernard F. Law and a clutch of his auxiliary bishops recycled child molester priests. The Globe ignited a chain reaction of media coverage in America that radiated to other countries, causing a crisis for which a frail and ailing John Paul II was in no way prepared. By winter of 2004, the media narrative on bishops concealing clergy predators began receding. The big story shifted to the Democratic presidential primaries and a media frenzy over Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. Mary Beth Baret, 49, had worked as a field organizer in Bill Clinton's 1996 reelection. She had no interest in the frontrunner, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. She had once worked on Kerry's annual fundraiser, held on his birthday, which struck her as an act of outsized ego. Although addicted to news coverage, Mary Beth had tired of campaign work. In Boston, the epicenter of the abuse scandal, the church faced financial convulsions. Mary Beth and her sister, Claudia, had settled their dad, Bill Piper, into a nursing home near Claudia's house in Winchester. After bouts of depression as the girls grew up, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, then dementia, in retirement. Mary Beth's brothers, living in Delaware and California, had drifted from the church, and Claudia was a Unitarian. Mary Beth attended Mass once a year with her mother at Christmas as a gesture of continuity. She considered herself a spiritual person but despised organized religion.